concentration camps that deal with the gentleman that spoke from Wasilla before, who was concerned about his business and how that could put him on the brink of having some serious financial problems in light of his other costs of doing business. I'm just wondering if we were to extract those out, just speaking kind of hypothetically here, how much of an effect that would have on that legislation as far as its industry's ability to be able to raise dollars. If I were to offer an amendment, in other words, to take out line one and a little bit of line two, say the recreational portion, is there an easy way to determine that, or would you have to revisit the numbers and produce a whole new fiscal note?
Madam Chairman, in response, I believe that it would require doing a new fiscal analysis of it, because the recreation portion in here is a major portion.
A sizable part, then?
Very sizable, yes.
Okay. Because I was thinking if it was relatively modest, I'd be pleased to offer an amendment there to take that out to help folks like Mr. Hardy and others who are concerned about this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Corey. Representative McGuire.
I'm sorry, I have one more idea just to think about, and maybe it could be worked on in the next committee. But one other thing they talk about is the fact that the test is really if the money is used solely for speech purposes and not germane to other purposes. What you could do is you could say that the money could be used for marketing or for community improvements as dictated by, and I don't know if there's a group that decides, I assume. There's a board or something that decides how those monies will be allocated, you know, toward whatever marketing campaign. And it could be the case that you allow for the discretion for community improvements, like you mentioned in Tok or other areas, that the board could deem, you know, a certain amount they could set aside each year to go toward things that would benefit tourists.
Yeah.
Too, you know,
well,
parks or
tourist infrastructure almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Outhouses or that's a big problem, I've heard.
You know, I know Representative Dahlstrom has a motion, but before we do, well, we're under discussion. Representative Crawford, would you like to speak to this bill before?
Well, I don't think so.
No? Representative Sisna? Do you have anything you'd like to say or add?
Probably that I would worry that if we start excluding groups, then we start excluding everybody step by step by step. And that even though I think taxing is just not fun, there's nothing fun about it, and I don't know how we make it without figuring out a way to.
Okay, before we hear Representative Dahlstrom's motion, any other comments from the committee?
I'd like to, I know it's going to go down in flames, but just for the record, I'd like to actually offer a motion that reflects my previous comments, Madam Chair.
You'd like to offer an amendment?
That's right.
Conceptual amendment?
Yes, I guess it would be. It would be to strike strike number one in line 25 and the portion on in number two in line 27 that makes reference to recreational.
Objection?
I object.
I knew it.
You do the punch.
Okay.
You said it with such emphasis.
She did.
My God,
she?
Vic, you're a bad guy.
No shrinking violence. I would ask for discussion, but I think we've just covered that.
We just did.
Okay, Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Sisna.
To
Representative Coring's amendment. No. Sorry.
Representative Crawford.
No.
Representative McGuire.
No.
Representative Cott.
No.
Representative Coring.
Yes.
Say that louder.
I count as two votes because I'm a big guy.
Representative Dahlstrom.
No.
And Chair Hines.
No.
That's it. What you call a good old-fashioned whip.
Okay. The amendment fails. Representative Dahlstrom, do you have a motion?
I do. Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to make a motion to move House Bill Number 426, Version I, with two amendments, one conceptual amendment, attached fiscal note, and individual recommendations.
Okay. With that, this...
Madam Chair, the current version before the committee is Version S as amended.
S as amended.
I apologize. Would you like me... Madam Chair, I would like to move House Bill number 426, version S, with two amendments, one conceptual amendment, attached fiscal note, and individual recommendations.
Thank you, Representative Dahlstrom. And with that, this bill moves to its next committee referral. And with that, we are adjourned.
Madam Chair, just for the...